This show uses potty words like fucking shit and ass and stuff, so children should not be listening. If you let your kids listen, you are a bad parent.
Just in case we get killed, I wanted to tell you, you have the biggest dick I've ever seen on me.
What's an all-American girl like you doing with a geek like this?
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
Welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake.
Spread out!
And here's your host, Joey Valentine.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake. I am Joey Valentine. This is your favoritest podcast in the world, or soon-to-be favoritest podcast in the world. It's your three times a week, 30-minute podcast with quick wit and observational humor, fast-paced and easy to consume. I'm going to take shots at everything in the world while reliving my younger days with explicit stories that will make you laugh and cringe. There is no script, just a foul-mouthed man with the desire to entertain. And believe me, today I'm going to. It is my birthday, July 1st. Today is my birthday. Aren't you excited? Probably not, but I am. No, wait, what am I saying? No, I'm not. I fucking hate that I'm getting older. Getting older, getting fatter. You know, I used to be a real heavy drinker. I am what some doctors would call an alcoholic, if you want to put a label on it. And back when I was an alcoholic, air quotes, I remember that I used to always buy the cheapest possible booze. You know, like people who just drink every once in a while, they probably go out and have a nice shot of Crown Royal or something real nice and top shelf. I was always buying like the $15 gallons of cheap fucking Scotch no-name brand. And that was because I needed more. I needed it all the time. Well, I find now that I'm sober almost 2 years and I'm fat that I'm also doing the same thing. How history repeats itself with the addict. No, I used to buy things like, you know, Dove and Bluebell, Hershey's, even Little Debbie. No, I'm buying the cheap shit, man. I'm getting like Little Juanita, Ghetto Bunny, Cracked Bell, Kit Kat, Schmeese's, Schmershies. I don't know. None of these exist. Schmandy Schmorn. I could go all night, but that's fucking annoying. So, yeah, it's funny, you know, like Dove ice cream is the equivalent to a shot of Patron. Top shelf, man. You go into the fucking store now and you look at the ice cream prices, it's insane, man. I mean, not that ice cream was ever a cheap thing to get. It was never the poor man's treat. Not, I mean, in my house, at least in my grandmother's house, you know, because she was poor by choice. She just, you know, when my grandfather died and my grandmother decided that she was just going to collect, you know, the pension or whatever she got because he was in the service. And it was nothing more than enough to pay the bills. And they sent her a big giant block of government cheese and a fucking tub of orange sherbet that you could have bathed a small child in. And that is what I ate every time I came to visit her. God rest her soul. I love this woman so much. I'd never been so excited about government cheese in my life as when I went to see my grandmother. You know, I mean, it was fucking huge, okay? Like you see the size of a cinder block, right? It's like a cinder block, except it's longer. Okay, it was on a big cardboard thing, you know? I mean, it's like the size of a fucking car battery. And you just sit there and you just cut pieces off of it, or you melt them, or you let the cheese sit in the warm house. Then it's all bendy and oily. Then you move on to the orange sherbet. Sometimes the government would really kick in and get us rainbow sherbet. I miss my Nana. What a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I miss government cheese now. I got a great show for you guys coming up. I shit you not. This is going to be something. You know what? Actually, it's something I'm very embarrassed about. But we'll talk about it after I play it for you. If you stick around, I've got an interview with the four cats from Nerds Talking, the podcast. I have mentioned them before. They are wonderful human beings. Lafayette, Carlos, Hugh, Janae, the four guys that make up the Nerds Talking Podcast. It's Nerds Talking the Podcast, where they sit around and they talk about nerdy shit. Well, I had a chance to get them in the studio. Can you believe that? I had a chance to have them in the Fat Guy Loves Cake studio, give them a little one-on-one, and ask them some questions. It's not the longest interview because things got a little sidetracked, a little out of hand. There is also another special guest that comes on the show, so, you know, watch out for that. I will play that for you eventually in the show. In the meantime, I want to play you something else. See, it's my birthday, so I run things, and I got to save the best for last. Like, this is, you know, you want to see the end of Law & Order, you got to wait for the fucking whole thing, right? I'm actually so excited to play the interview with Nerds Talking, but I am so embarrassed. It's just, yeah, I don't, they were insistent on it being done, and I, yeah. Well, you'll see. Anyway, I did something funny earlier today, I thought, and I turned an old classic rap song into a fucking lounge song. It's just a couple minutes long. I thought I'd see what you think. So let's let it roll. Do a little classic for you here. A little one for the ladies.
Nine, damn near fine. Baby, won't you sock it to me one more time? I get low, I get low, I get low, 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 low. Window to the wild, till the sweat drops down my balls. I'll skeet, skeet, motherfucker. I'll skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Johnny.
369, damn near fine. Baby, won't you sock it to me one more time? I get low, I get low, I get low, 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 low. The window to the wall, till the sweat drops down my balls. I'll skeet, skeet, motherfucker. I'll skeet, skeet, goddamn.
All right, how about that? When I'm done with my radio career, with my podcast career, and my medical career, I can retire in Las Vegas as a lounge singer, Joey Valentine. I even got the name, right? I don't have granny panties being thrown at me on the stage. It's going to be wicked awesome. Oh, and if you're wondering, it's the Ying Yang Twins with Get Low. And if that's not funny to you, then maybe you've never heard the song. So go ahead and look it up on YouTube and listen to it right now. Then listen to my version again. Maybe it'll be funnier. I don't know. There was a time in early 2000 when you couldn't fucking escape that song if you were at a bar. And everybody would be like all the white people would be like, huh? Huh? This was around the same time that Dave Chappelle released the Charlie Murphy True Hollywood Stories. So whenever you went to a white bar, all you heard was, huh? Or you heard, I'm Rick James, bitch. Or, yeah. Like all fucking night. Hours and hours of white people doing that.
Okay.
It's funny now, again. But it sure wasn't funny when every white cracker in Texas was doing it all the fucking time. Isn't it funny how people get caught up on trends and they like just obsess about them? You know, like, when Family Guy came out, everybody was at the bar going, giggity, 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 you know, giggity, 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 you know, anyway, doing that fucking quagmire shit, even though they knew it bothered you. Schadenfreude. I don't want to do too long of a show. Let me tell you something, man, for someone who's got a birthday, I sure am being worked a lot. Oh, I had an idea. I took a trip to Walmart after work today. And I had seen this thing on Facebook prior to me leaving, And there was this girl, and she was gross, and she had gigantic boobs, and she had cut the sleeves off of her shirt. And one of her boobs was really hanging out of the side. It wasn't like gross, the boob wasn't. You know, it was pretty big and holding its own, you know, in its fight against gravity. But I don't know where the nipple was because there was so much boob sticking out of the side of her shirt. Anyway, under the caption said the Walmart dating app or something like that. And then I got to thinking because I was on my way to Walmart and I got in there. And of course, you know, immediately it's like the freak show begins. The farther away from the city you get, the freakier the show gets in Walmart. I've been to some real hick towns and I've seen shit. I mean, I'm from the city. You think you fucking seen it all. And then you go to like Tomball, Texas, or fucking Cut and Shoot, or Cleveland, Texas, Conroe, Texas, and you go to the Walmart and you see things that you didn't know existed. People wearing shit they shouldn't be wearing. I mean, I don't even need to give you examples. Just like think of some random shit, like a muumuu with goth boots and a woman with a parrot on her fucking head and rollers. And that's just like, that's the light stuff. I don't know where these fucking freaks come from that go to these Hicktown Walmarts. But apparently it's just like, there are no rules. It's complete Walmart anarchy. Come the fuck as you are. They don't care. And you start to see a lot of similar craniums and teeth look a lot alike in everyone. And you know, have you ever seen those like meth head women, white women? Okay, they've been doing years and years of meth, and even though they have teeth, they talk like they're still gumming, you know, and they have that same fucking look. Like there's thousands of them. You'd know what I'm talking about. You know, they like their lips are coming over their gums, and it's like, and they're skinny as fuck, long hair, white. And they look the same. You know how like Down syndrome children are? And this is not a jab at Down syndrome children. I'm just saying there is a genetic flaw that ends up making Down syndrome children have similar facial features. So I guess meth is the same fucking way, except it's voluntary. Because I swear I've seen the same woman in like 10 different cities. And yeah, meth is just like, does this fucking face change to you or something? I don't know. Anyway, enough about my ex-girlfriends. I am going to go ahead and give you the interview because I don't want to be doing the show all night. I got to get up early and work on my birthday. Sucks. Actually, it doesn't. You know, I like my job. No, I love my job. I love assisting the medical community. And I am going to enjoy my day, and I'm not going to let anybody get me down. Oh, my God. But you know what? I talked to this client the other day, this fucking guy. He's in the Air Force, and he immediately, you know, I'm trying to help him, and he calls me, and he goes, oh, wow, thank God, I got a man. And I'm like, ah, that's not a good way to start. Because like I told you guys, 99% of the people I work with are black women. You know, us white guys, there's like five of us. And this guy starts off with, you know, oh, a man. And I'm like, all right, well, that's just whatever. Just brush it off. He's a chauvinist. He's like, I don't like talking to, you know, those girls. And I was like, oh, he went there. He meant black girls. I was like, this piece of shit is going to be trouble. So, but I'm like, you know what? He's happy to talk to a man. And maybe this will go well because of that. And it did not. And he was a fucking crazy person. And he was completely unhinged. And he started... The whole thing was is that his insurance didn't pay for his glasses. Okay, that's not my fucking problem. There, you have rules and you are taught them when you, you know, apply for your health insurance. Or Medicaid or Medicare, whatever. There are things you can get and there are things you can't. And there are times when you... you spend too much and you can't spend any more. It's the fucking rules of the game. but he couldn't get his glasses reimbursed. He was pretty hot about that. He'd already filed a grievance, and I told him, I said, man, that grievance is already in, you know, being processed, and it's, you have somewhere between now and 30 days, you will get a response. And that is standard. We are backed the fuck up with grievances. It's not like, you know, and he being the military man that he was so fucking gung-ho. Like, well, in the military, when we're told to do something, we do it. When we need to do something, we do it. That's the mission. We get it done. And I'm like, yeah, I get that, you know. But we're not fighting a war here, Chief. I mean, we are against, you know, people being sick, I guess. But anyway, he was like so fucking livid about these glasses. And he says, you know, this is the kind of thing, this is why soldiers go crazy and do real bad stuff, man. And I was like, well, what the fuck is that? Am I supposed to report this red flag? And he's still in the service. He's on a fucking base. And I'm like, should I report this guy? Because this is like one of those things, I don't want to like be interviewed 6 months from now and be like, yeah, I talked to him. I kept thinking, this is the kind of guy that would do that. He was cool with me in the beginning, and then he got progressively more and more violent and raging, and I gave him his answer, and there was no, I mean, we could dance all fucking day, but, you know, and I'm looking in the notes on his account, and the guy that talked to him before, it says that he hung up on him, not the agent, but the this guy, this ravenous soldier, hung up on him before he could explain to him how to resolve his case. And so he called him back, because that's what we do. If we're hung up on, we try and resolve what we start. And this guy, he says, I'm done with yous guys. And it was funny because in the notes it said that, like, verbatim. So, you know, like I said, he's fucking just going around and around, and he's just saying things that are making him seem crazier and crazier. And I told him, I said, man, I said, you got this answer the last time you talked to one of our agents, but you hung up on him. He called you back and you said, I'm done with you guys. And you hung up on him again. And he was like, who the fuck said that? I wish he was in front of me right now, because I'd tie him to a chair and I'd fucking make him say that shit to my face. I'd beat his face. You know, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. And so he goes on and on and on, and I just get quiet. He's like, so we're done? I said, yes, sir, I think we are. And he goes, okay, well, then your company can suck a fucking nut. And I was like, thanks for calling. You're not going to rattle my cage, you psychopath. Sometimes I question my sanity, you know, because I do a lot of really goofy shit, like the thing that I'm about to play for you with the interview. And then I talk to somebody like that and I go, no, I'm just silly. That's a fucking crazy person. That's someone society should keep an eye on. I'm the guy that's going to pull a gun on someone and then hand it over to them. What you going to do with that besides make me mad? Here, sir. Sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. Take my pistol. So let's get to that Nerds Talking, the podcast interview, and be done with it. Enjoy. Welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake. I am Joey Valentine, and I have a very special group of guests with me today. You've heard me talk about them before, make fun of them, recommend them, and now I finally have the four masterminds behind the Nerds Talking podcast in the studio with me. Hi, guys, and thanks for joining me on the show.
What's up?
So in true Nerds Talking podcast fashion, we will go round table and see how everyone is doing. First, there is Mr. Lafayette, the main MC of the show. The one who keeps the flow going, if you will. Lafayette, how are you?
Pretty good, Joey. Super happy to be here.
Next is the soft-spoken, ambiguous Carlos. Carlos, how's your week been?
What's happening? I'm so happy to be here. I'm a huge fan of the show.
And filling in the third position, thanks to affirmative action, is the one white guy, Hugh. How are you, Hugh?
Excited to be here. I feel like I'm meeting a famous person like Cher or Bette Midler.
Odd choice, but okay. And finally, we come to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Johnny. Johnny, how the hell are you?
My name is Johnny. I like egg rolls.
Okay, then. So let me start off asking you guys some questions, kind of get to know you so the listeners can learn more about you and what kind of show you do, etc., etc. I'll start with Lafayette.
What?
I understand you're a rapper. Is that correct?
I'm good.
So, do you have any funky fresh rhymes for us? Some freestyle, maybe?
Drop a funky beat for me.
I like men in tights. I fight for gay rights. I'm first in my class. Please stick it in my tight little ass.
Those sound like they were written by you.
My name is Johnny. I like beef and broccoli.
Good stuff. A little gayer than I expected, but that's all good. Here at Fat Guy Loves Cake, we do not judge.
I'm not gay, puto. I'm ambidextrous.
Word to your mother. So, Carlos, I understand you're a huge Star Wars fan. Is that correct?
Yep. I love Star Wars so much.
And which one of the movies is your favorite?
Without a doubt, it is The Phantom Menace. I love Jar Jar Binks.
Seriously?
Best thing to ever happen to the Star Wars franchise. But nothing beats Jar Jar. M.E.S.A. Jar Jar M.E.S.A. Love you long time.
Are you sure you have actually seen Star Wars?
Of course. Life long and prosper, motherfucker. Beam me up, nigga.
Let's, move on to Hugh. Hi, Hugh.
Hi, Joey.
So, I understand that you are an extremely talented cameraman and you make a pretty good living filming porn.
No. You've got that all wrong. I'm a cameraman for
gay
porn.
My mistake.
My name is Johnny. I like sweet and sour chicken.
I mean, it's weird being around dong all day, but you get used to it. Doesn't even bother me anymore. You can put dongs in my face all day and I'm like, whatever.
Cool, man. Very cool. I have another special guest for you guys, especially you, Johnny. I told her she could come on and say hi just for a minute, calling all the way from California, the very lovely, the very talented Miss Amber Heard. Amber, you there?
Hello, Johnny!
My name is Johnny. I like shrimp fried rice.
I bet you do, Johnny! How about a poo-poo platter?
Okay, that's enough, Amber. I warned you about that. You're off the show. We're not going to do that here.
She reminds me of a girl I knew back in Peru. I met her when I was visiting France for the opening of The Wrath of Khan.
That's Star Trek, you fucking moron.
I once fucked a girl named Candy.
It's not Star Trek, that's what it was called in Asia.
She didn't taste like candy.
You never been to Asia, you stupid mofoca.
Smelled like old socks.
Have to. I'm half Asian.
My name is Johnny. I'm Asian.
Your dick is Asian.
I wonder if it's legal to wear assless chaps in public.
Okay, we have clearly gone off the rails. Let's rope it back in and see what else we can talk about. I know you guys all live in different areas around America, so tell me how you met.
Josalin.
Comic-Con.
Men's room.
I'm Johnny.
Goddamnit, Johnny, just shut up before I hit you with my pork sword.
I like pork.
Why are all the men in Florida hung so well? I mean, back home I never saw cocks so big. But here they're massive.
You little fruit cop.
Guys, that's enough. Let me ask you all a question. If you could have sex with one person, anyone in the world, who would it be?
Myself.
Ricky Martin.
Michael Bay.
All right, I think I'm going to wrap it up for now. Thanks for coming, everyone. Remember, you can catch Lafayette, Carlos, Hugh, and Johnny every Friday on Spotify and wherever podcasts are available.
My name is Johnny.
I know it is, buddy. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Fat Guy Loves Cake. That's like 80-something shows now. I think it's 84, so I'm getting closer to a hundy. If you want to reach me, it's fatguylovescake@yahoo.com. You know the mantra. Hug your children, kiss your kitty cats, and please be nice. Happy birthday to me. I'll see you on Monday, 4th of July episode. Be nice.